ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's government has declared an HIV outbreak. The Health Minister, Antonio Lalabalavu, says more than 1,000 new cases and 115 deaths were recorded between January and September last year. He says the number of cases were evolving faster than medical services can cater for, and the situation meets the definition of an outbreak. Now, one group that's been calling for an outbreak to be declared is the Fiji Medical Association. And joining me this morning is the association's president, Dr. Alipate Vakamothea. Good morning, Dr. Alipate.
Good morning, and Bulawinaka listeners. Happy to be here this morning.
Thank you for being here. Now, you were on this show just a little more than a month ago. Are you happy now that the Fiji government has declared a HIV outbreak?
Yes, obviously, we're very happy that they've finally taken the measures to identify that it is an outbreak. And, kudos to the government and to the minister for finally addressing this. So, yes, we're pleased that they're finally calling it an outbreak, because now we can put in the new processes and the new systems and the new plan to address this.
Now, before we get into those new plans and the new processes,
yep,
the statistics, tell me about it. It looks pretty alarming based on what the health minister has announced. More than 1,000 new cases, 115 deaths. How concerning are these?
Well, so the Fiji Medical Association gets feedback directly from its members. And so the reason why we came out publicly last month was because our members were just getting smashed with HIV. And this is not just the diagnosis of HIV itself. There's, as you know, the disease reduces your immunity. So there's a lot of other infections and diseases that are coming out. And so we were getting messages left, right, and center from our members. And what we know is we knew last year that this number was what Dr. Lalabalavu had presented. That's over a month ago now. We know that this number is much bigger. And what people need to understand is these are the diagnosed cases, which means that in the community, it's probably a significant factor. It could be double, triple, or even quadruple this number in the community as we speak.
So that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's being reported.
Absolutely, tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
Why do you think it's taken so long for the Fiji government to declare an outbreak? And what's the cost of this delay?
Yeah, so we've always said in health, unfortunately, when you have inefficiencies and delays, that leads to death. And that's not... that's putting it lightly. But I think some of the delays were... the plan, they had a that was produced months ago, so somewhere in mid 2024, I think they were just trying to get everything together. We know there was a bit of fear that they had in declaring an outbreak, because they were concerned with
Sorry, Dr. Alipate, we're having technical problems. Oh. We'll call you right back. In the meantime, this is Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia, and we're talking with Dr. Alipate Vakamothea. He is the president of the Fiji Medical Association, and he was just telling me about how the recent outbreak declaration by the Fiji Ministry of Health is just part of the just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the issues surrounding HIV in Fiji. We'll just go to a promo and we'll be back shortly.
Join me, Rick Howe, on Island Music for the finest in ska, rocksteady, roots, dub, sizzling dancehall, and all the hottest releases from around the Pacific.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Coreni from Sorong Samurai, and you're listening to Island Music.
My name is Tieni from Te Tangi o Te Kara, and you're listening to Island Music.
Join me, Rick Howe, on Island Music.
Saturdays, 12 p.m. PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
It was missionaries and colonizers who brought Christianity to the Pacific over 200 years ago. But in the years since, the region has become a melting pot of diverse faiths, beliefs, and philosophies. Pacific Soul explores this and asks, what do we believe? Join host Melissa Makin for a Talanoa about our faith and beliefs on Pacific Soul. Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock PNG time on ABC Radio Australia.
This is Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Evan Wasuka. Thank you for your company this morning. And I've been talking to Dr. Ali Pate Vakamodea. He is the Association President of the Fiji Medical Association. We were discussing the recent outbreak declaration by Fiji's Health Ministry. And Dr. Ali Pate was just saying that this, the statistics that were revealed, around 1,000 new cases between January and September, was just the tip of the iceberg. Dr. Ali Pate, I was asking you, why do you think it took so long for the government to react in terms of making a declaration?
Okay, thanks. Sorry, and I was saying that so there's a bit of fear in I think any government would have this issue in declaring an outbreak because of the public response and things like that. And I think the other issue was that they wanted to make sure that they had like a plan, a proper plan in place, because they had developed something called a surge strategy towards the middle of last year. But if you look at the numbers, the surge strategy doesn't really address that well. So during the announcement of this outbreak a couple of days ago, they've put in an additional plan. It's called a 90-day plan, where they will address they'll address it as an outbreak. So they've now got a proper plan to address it at the level that it needs to be addressed. So I think that's why it took some time.
Now, Dr. Ali Pate, just looking back at the stats, there was 1,000, more than 1,000 new cases, more than 100 deaths. One of the things I found surprising was that 30% of the deaths were from people who were diagnosed within the past year. That seems pretty striking, that figure.
Yes, and that figure is likely going to continue to increase, the number of people who are testing positive. So Fiji doesn't have an outreach program. Like, we don't go into the community to test. We have hub centers and people come to us. So that 30% is because there are more people coming to get tested. And when you talk to the doctors at the hub, they'll tell you that these are IV drug users who are starting to become aware. Like basically, they've had quite a few patients who have gone and they've used IV meth once and have decided to come in and get tested, and they test positive. So this number has been driven by the IV drug use population.
So Fiji's growing illicit drug problem is directly tied to the outbreak that we're seeing now in Fiji?
Absolutely, 100%.
Now, you mentioned there about the new strategies that the Ministry of Health and the government is rolling out. What will it take for these to work, and what can the association members do to help?
Well, this is way past what FMA can do, and it's even, I think, almost outside what the government can do at this point. The benefit of calling it an outbreak is now we can get assistance from outside Fiji, which is what we need, and I believe that's what the government is doing. So we need specific support from CDC and things like that, those kinds of experts who can come in, and rather than going and trying to test the entire population, we can look specifically at testing and treating the specific populations. And obviously IV drug users are one of these populations that need to be targeted.
Yeah, it certainly seems like a big, big problem and a big issue they're facing, Fiji, and the current outbreak. What role, I guess, does the police and authorities have in responding to this situation?
Yeah, that's a difficult one that's a very difficult one. Well, we need legislations looking into the IV drug users. We need stronger legislation. We also need to have the ability to start testing, and that's where we're going to start to have a lot more challenges because there are challenges around testing for IV drug use. So there is, and we do know that the Ministry of Defence they're sitting together. Everybody is addressing this issue, and everyone is coming up with a different plan on how to address especially the IV drug users.
Dr. Ali Pate, thank you very much for joining us this morning and sharing your thoughts about the recent outbreak declaration for HIV in Fiji.
Awesome. You're very welcome.
And that's the president of the Fiji Medical Association, Dr. Alipate Vakamo there.